You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology on Sunday issued orders to block 22 illegal betting apps and websites, including Mahadev Book Online and Reddy Anna Presto Pro. These orders were issued under Section 69A of the IT Act following investigations conducted by the Enforcement Directorate into an illegal betting app syndicate. Recently, ED conducted raids on Mahadev Book in Chhattisgarh, uncovering the app's illicit operations. The agency also alleged that the promoters of the Mahadev Book app had made regular payments of approximately Rs. 508 crore to Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Bhupesh Baghel. The Congress party, however, dismissed these allegations as a malicious attempt to tarnish Baghel's image. Meanwhile, there is an interesting trend showing up with fast-moving consumer goods companies. While volume growth, especially rural volume growth, has been sluggish, earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization margins, which is a measure of profitability for companies, remain strong. This has been on account of moderation in commodity prices as well as strict cost control measures initiated by firms. While companies claim they are investing in their brands to shore up volume growth, the numbers tell a different story. In the last 1 year, rural volume growth for the domestic FMCG market has inched up from a decline of 3.6% in the September 2022 quarter to 7% in the September quarter this year, according to Nielsen data sourced from the industry. Moving on, Indian carriers will induct one aircraft every alternate day in the remaining months of the year to boost capacity in anticipation of record demand in the upcoming travel season. The expansion plan of each airline, without being fully subjected to availability of pilots to fly the aircraft, is to double down the efforts for aircraft procurement, even if it includes paying steeper lease rentals. At least 60 aircraft by 5 airlines are set to be inducted and pressed into service between now and end of FY24, which will not only bring in incremental capacity, but will take care of fresh cases of aircraft groundings and to fill up the void created by Go First. On to banking. State Bank of India expects to disburse Rs. 1.4 trillion worth of corporate loans in the next 2-3 quarters. SBI Chairman Dinesh Khara told analysts that proposals which are awaiting sanctions are of around Rs. 3.3 trillion. Khara, in an earnings call, told analysts, quote, "We have approximately Rs. 1.4 trillion worth of proposals pending for disbursement. We expect them to get dispersed in the next 2-3 quarters," unquote. The bank's loan book rose 12% year-on-year to Rs. 34.11 trillion. As on September 30, 2023, corporate loans grew 7% year-on-year to Rs. 9.77 trillion. The bank is witnessing a pickup in demand for working capital and term loans from corporates. Over to industry, consumer electronics startup Bolt Audio is expecting to end the current financial year with a top-line growth of 60% to Rs. 800 crore, banking on the growth in its smartwatch segment and higher sales of its premium products, co-founder Tarun Gupta told FE in an interaction. In FY22, the company reported a profit after tax of Rs. 9 crore on a top line of Rs. 187.7 crore, according to its ROC filing sourced from Private Circle. In the last financial year, its top line came at about Rs. 500 crore. Known for its audio products, Bolt entered the smartwatch segment last year in July and so far has captured a market share of about 5%, following homegrown peers such as Boat and Noise. In some more industry news, IT firms like Wipro, Tech Mahindra and LTI Mindtree are reducing their exposure by giving up low-value clients in the Asia-Pacific region, which falls under the ROW, which means rest of the world, geographical segment for them. Instead, these firms are concentrating on deals in the North America region. Though this region is witnessing a slowdown in tech spending, whatever deals are coming through offers higher margins than other regions. Analysts at Kotak Institutional Equities recently wrote, quote, "Tech Mahindra has businesses where margins are structurally low. We suspect such low or negligible margin business may be as high as 10% of revenue," unquote. Lastly, let's have a look at the stocks in focus today. These include State Bank of India, Bank of Baroda, Vedanta, NTPC and IOC, among others. For those unaware, State Bank of India posted profit for the fiscal second quarter of FY at Rs. 16,383.18 crore, up 9.1% as against Rs. 15,017.18 crore during the corresponding period of last year, surpassing estimates. On the other hand, the net profit of Bank of Baroda rose 28.4% year-on-year in the second quarter of FY24 due to growth in its advances. The state-owned bank posted a bottom line of Rs. 4,253 crore in the quarter under review, up 4.5% on a sequential basis. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.